Go to almost any fast food restaurant, and you're likely to see a recurring theme. Bright fluorescent lights, hard plastic booths and tables, and a charming variety of pop-style elevator music. It's an atmosphere designed for one purpose, to keep you there until you're finished eating, then send you on your way. But what if your local burger franchise looked less like a toddler's playroom and more like a five-star Italian eatery? Meet Koert van Ietersum.
I'm an associate professor of marketing at the Georgia Institute of Technology.
Way back in 2003, Koert conducted a short one-day study that was just recently published.
We basically had an opportunity at a local Hardee's there who was transitioning into a different type of restaurant. And the nice thing about that particular location was that adjacent to their regular restaurant space, there was a breakout room.
For listeners living outside the Midwest and southeastern United States, where there are over 1,700 franchise locations, Hardee's is...
It's basically a fast food place like Burger King, like McDonald's.
And because Koert's study included some calorie counting, it is worth noting that these aren't exactly small sandwiches.
The Southwest Patty Melt. Quarter pound little thick burger.
The new Steakhouse Thick Burger from Hardee's.
The original thick burger packs a sizable 810 calories. The monster thick burger contains 1,300. Anyway, back to the study.
The nice thing about that particular location was that adjacent to their regular restaurant space, there was a breakout room.
At this Hardee's, there was a big empty room built right off the main dining area. Koert and his team gave it a total makeover.
It was big enough for us to kind of create a unique setting. We blinded all the windows. We put in some nice tables and furniture, some nice tablecloths, some nice lighting.
And for the coup de grace, they put on some mood music. Specifically, and I'm quoting from the paper here, soft jazz ballad instrumentals. Every diner who came to eat at Hardee's that day ordered food from the same counter and the same menu, but half of them were randomly sat in what Koert was calling the fine dining room. And?
Well, long story short, what we found was that the people that were sitting in a nicer space, they end up eating 18% less than the people that sat in the regular space.
The results were actually a little bit surprising. You see, researchers in other studies have found that people in calm and quiet environments eat slower, but sit for longer, and ultimately tend to consume more. But customers who sat in the fine dining area at Hardee's ate on average 133 calories fewer than those customers sitting in the conventional space. To top it off, when surveyed after the meal, the fine diners rated their experience as more satisfying overall.
So they order a similar amount of food, they eat less of it, but they basically leave the restaurant happier.
Although the results may have defied Koert's original hypothesis, the science isn't too hard to figure out. When you eat too fast,
your body doesn't have time to realize how much food you ate, so you can always stuff an extra fry, an extra half can of drink, and your body won't respond until 30 minutes later, and then you feel like, oh man, I'm stuffed, I ate way, way too much. But if you sit down and eat more quietly, your body will realize how much food you're eating, and so your satiation will kick in earlier. And so you walk away eating less food and still feel perfectly fine, actually you feel a little better about the whole experience.
So if you're a fast food junkie trying to cut back on calories, do yourself a favor. Pick up your order and head back home. Don't be afraid to light a candle, dim the lights, and turn up the smooth jazz. Because nothing helps you savor a meal quite like setting the mood, even if it is a Memphis barbecue thick burger and a medium fry. For word of mouth, I'm Taylor Quimby.
I want juicy burgers, sizzling outside, juicy inside.
Super mouth, let's say hello to Hardee's.